Morning to everybody today.
大家早上好。
Today I thought we will do something else.
那我想呢，今天我们会做一些不一样的内容。
As we all know by now, Bhakti Charuswami passed away last Saturday.
就好像我们所知道的 Bhakti Charuswami 呢，他是在上个星期天的时候隐逝的。
So I felt it would be more appropriate that perhaps we speak about him and that situation today.
所以我觉得在这样的情况下呢，我们来讲述关于他的主题会是更恰当的。
So that's what we will do.
所以这就是我们今天的内容。
And next week we will continue our Krishna Leela.
下个星期呢，我们会来继续我们的关于 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
Do you have the Chinese Bhagavatam with you, Gopi Priya?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you need to get the first canto and the third canto.
Okay, I have the e-book.
Oh, you have the, okay, so good. So, let's chant our prayers and then we shall continue.
那么让我们来吟诵祷文，然后继续。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Charu Swami Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Tama Krishna Goswami Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Asmai Shri Gurave Namaha Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Vipasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna.
So we all know by now of Maharaja's passing last Saturday.
那么我们现在都已经知道了 ，Maharaj 是在上个星期天的时候，上个星期六的时候隐逝的。
I believe, Giridhari Swami, I understand, has spoken already. I think, once or twice also.
我相信呢 ，Giridhari Swami 他就这个主题呢，已经做过一两次的讲话。
对吗 ？Sumukhi Radha。
是的，法布。
什么？
是的，阿叔讲了一下，然后 Giridhari Swami 讲了一次。
对 ，and yes, and Krishna Baladev Prabhu also.
是的，还有 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 也讲了。
So most of you maybe only if you have been to Mayapur, you would have seen him during the festival time.
那么我们大多数人 或许如果你们去参加玛雅普节日的时候，那么你们可能会有机会见到过他。
So you may or may not be so familiar with him.
所以有可能你们未必或者也有可能有一些奉献者了解他或者不了解他。
And even in Mayapur, maybe you only saw him. I probably not real any opportunity to interact with him.
在 Mayapur 这边见到他，就是可能我们可能可以见到他，但是未必能够有很亲密的这个接触。
I do remember a couple of times, two or three times, we had arranged for him to give some talks to the devotees in Mayapur when during the festival time when we were there.
我的确记得，当我们就是在奉献者去参加玛雅普的节日的时候，我们曾经安排过两到三次，请 Maharaj 来给我们讲课。
Maharaj came to mainland China once or twice.
Maharaj 曾经来过大陆一到两次。
To Guangzhou.
那个时候他去的是广州。
Mostly for, as you might have heard, he built a temple there in Ujjain, which is in central India.
你们可能也听说过 Maharaj 呢，他是在印度的中部，他建了一个庙，在 Ujjain 这个地方要建庙。
And he came here to China to, you know, buy things for the temple, I believe. I don't know what, but I recall he came here a couple of times for that reason.
我好像记得说他当时来的话呢，主要是为那个庙宇来做一些采购，大概来了几次。
It wasn't an official visit. It was just a personal private visit. Of course, he had some sanghas with the devotees there in Guangzhou a few times.
当然他那些拜访的话呢，他不是正式的拜访，只是一个个人的访问。然后呢，当他在那里的时候，他也和当地的奉献者做过几次联谊。
And I think you heard from Giridhari Swami how Maharaj also spent some time in Hong Kong during the 80s.
我想呢，或许你们也会从 Giridhari Swami 那里听到他讲述。在八十年代的时候 ，Bhakti Charaswami 他曾经拜访过香港，在那里住了一段时间。
But otherwise, he didn't hear. You know, China. This area wasn't his service area.
否则的话呢，就是他中国对于他来说，并不是他的服务的领域。
For myself.Of course, Maharaj is from Bengal, from Calcutta.
对我本人来说的话呢，当然 Maharaj 来自孟加拉，孟加拉，他来自加尔各答。
And for most of the 80s, I was of course residing in Mayapur. I was attending the Gurukula there.
在八十年代的大多数的时间呢，我当时是在 Mayapur 的 Gurukula 学习。
And of course, Maharaj.You know, because Calcutta is so close, so of course, very often he would, you know, be coming to Mayapur.
那因为 Maharaj 呢，他所处的这个加尔各答离 Mayapur 不是那么的近，所以呢，他经常会来拜访 Mayapur.
So certainly, I wasn't close in that sense, but naturally, because I was a Western boy in the Gurukul for so many years, so naturally He got to know us, not only me, but of course many of the boys at that time.
虽然我跟 Maharaj 没有很多近距离的接触，但是因为我是在 Gurukul 里面的就是来自西方的男孩子，然后当然还有很多其他的同事，所以自然而然呢，就是我们是互相知道的。
At one time, he was also the principal for the Gurukul in the 90s for some years.
在就是90年代的时候，他曾经担任玛雅库Gurukul的校长，是担任了几年的。
In the 90s, I think.
90年代。
Yeah, maybe 92, 93, something like that.
可能92、93年这样的。
For some, by that time, I had already left. I had to leave. I had some visa complications in India, so I had to leave India.
那个时候呢，我是已经不在马亚普了，也不能在印度了，因为我当时是有一些签证的问题，所以呢，我不得不离开那里。
But because I had been there for so many years in the past.And Maharaj was the principal. Of course, he wanted me to stay and help and so on. But the visa situation didn't allow it, so it didn't happen.
当然，因为呢，就是 Maharaj 他当时作为校长，然后呢，同时对我来说的话，我在玛雅普的 Gurukul 是待了那么多年，那么自然而然的，他是希望我能够。再次回到 Mayapur 然后来协助他的服务但是因为有签证的问题所以呢也没能实现
But over the years naturally from time to time I would bump into him we would you know meet here and there
但是呢在这些年当中的话呢我总是会有机会能够在这里或者那里能够见到他
And of course, for the last 10 or so years, we saw him each year in Mayapur during the GBC meeting time.
当然在过往的十年当中的话呢，我会每年都会在 Mayapur GBC 的会议期间呢能够看到他。
Of course, he had been going. He became a GBC member. I think it was in 1986 or 87.
当然，我相信他大概是在86年、87年的时候成为 GBC 的成员。
And as I know, he didn't miss one meeting.
据我所知呢，他从来没有就是缺席过一次，任何一次会议他都没有缺席过。
I have only been serving in that way, I think it's maybe 10 years now.
我以这样的方式呢服务了大概有十年。
So we saw him each year in Mayapur, of course, during that time.
所以我们是在每年在 Mayapur, 在这个 GBC 会议期间会有机会见到。
So I was just the average devotee.
那我呢，只是一个普通的奉献者。
Yeah, I wasn't a big leader or you know anything like that.
我不是一个什么很大的领袖或者怎么样。
领袖 ？What's 领袖 mean?
Leader. 领袖 is leader.
I was just the average devotee.
所以我是一个普通的奉献者。
But whenever he interacted with me and anyone, he was always just very nice.
但是呢，任何时候他跟我交流的时候，或者跟任何其他的奉献者交流的时候，他总是那么的友善。
Even though he was so senior and a sannyasi and a diksha guru and a big leader in ISKCON, But whenever he interacted with anyone, he was just always so friendly and so respectful and so kind.
即便呢 ，Maharaj 他是那么的资深他是那么的年长，然后他是在 ISKCON 的就是启迪灵性导师，他是这个 Sannyasi， 但是呢，他是。不管他会见任何的奉献任何人都是那么和蔼可亲。
Again, I was just the average, you know, devotee, nothing big, nothing special.
我呢只是那么一个那么普通的奉献者没有任何的特别之处。
But he always took the time to be nice.
但是他总是会花一些时间，然后去表达他的友善。
Right, and to greet and say some words and give a hug and things like this.
他总会来问候你，然后呢跟你说两句话，跟你拥抱等等。
Of course.I was fortunate enough to have some connection, you know, going back to the early 80s.
当然，因为呢，就是我有这样的幸运，能够跟 Maharaj 的这样的这种交流，是可以追溯到八十年代。
And he didn't forget that.
而他也从来没有忘记过。
Even though he had so many things to do and going here and there, but, you know, he always...It was always, whenever we met, then that's what, that was the connection.
所以即便呢，就是 Maharaj 他有那么多的各种各样的服务和事情要去做，但是每当我们见面的时候， Maharaj 他总是会记得，就是我们曾经在80年代直到现在的这个所有的这个交流，这样一种连接。
And of course, the experience was not or is not unique to me.
当然，像这样的体验呢，它就是它对我的这样的这种体验来说，它并不是独一无二的。
But whoever he interacted with, it was the same.
不管他与任何人来交流的话，都是这样。
Of course, he you may have heard and you know he did.This service and that service and that. So he did a lot of service, of course, projects and achievements and all of these things.
当然 ，Maharaj 他做了很多的服务，他有很多的项目，他有很就是有很多的丰功伟绩在那里。
But personally, I think his he would be mostly remembered.For who he was as a person.
但是，我想他，大家对他最大的这样一种缅怀，会是他的这个人品，作为他作为这样一个人，他的这个人品。
People, many people can do projects.
很多人都可以做项目。
You know, you have some ability and you open a temple or you do this or, you know, that's not the most difficult thing.
那么比如说你有能力然后呢你开了个庙那像这样的或者做其他的服务像这样的就是这样的这些服务或者活动的话并不是最困难的。
ISKCON has a lot of projects.
ISKCON 呢有很多的项目。
That are constantly beginning and developing and so on.
这些项目呢是不断的是不断的有开始新的项目，然后不断的要去发展等等。
And in that regard, Bhakti Charu Swami had many such projects that he was had begun and had was developing.
就这一方面来说的话呢Bhakti Charu Swami 他有很多这些项目然后呢在不断的发展
But it was I think what will be remembered more is who he was as a person rather than what he did
但是我认为大家对他最大的最大的回忆或者最大的不舍就是他作为这样一位这样一个人他的所有的这个人品是让大家最难以忘怀的
And gradually we will probably translate some of them but you know during the course of these last some days a number of devotees are of course writing their glorifications and memories and things like this
在过去的几天当中呢，就是有很多的奉献者，他们就是写了一些关于 Maharaj 的他的荣耀。
And the thing
我们会给安排做翻译。
The point that comes up again and again and again was exactly that who he was as a person.
而大家在荣耀 Maharaj 的时候一再一再、就是表达的是对他的人品的欣赏。
And so many they keep repeating he was such a perfect Vaishnava gentleman、
人们在不断的、重申不断的在表达他是那么、他是如此就是说、一个麦施纳瓦就是有麦施纳瓦典范的啊，这样一位奉献者。
Right, in Chinese, as I recall, in your Chinese culture, Confucius, Hongzi, right?、He also there's this right the importance of being a gentleman.
所以我相信在中国的文化当中，就是孔子他也非常强调要去做这样一位绅士。
Right, a real gentleman, and you know what.How they behave, how they interact with people, and so in Chinese culture, it's also very much present.
所以呢，就是在中，就是孔子他也非常强调，作为一位君子来说，应该如何的去行为，如何的去跟别人相处。那么在中国的文化当中是非常强调的。
And certainly, Bhakti Guru Swami was one such.Person.
毫无疑问 Bhakti Charu Swami 呢他就是这样一位君子
Whether you were a big leader or just the average devotee, just the normal average devotee, he more or less treated everybody the same.
不管你是一个大领导还是一个普通的奉献者、基本上 Maharaj 他都是以这样的一位君子就是在这样的君子的风范来对待他们
very personable in his dealings
在他的、为人和相处当中、是非常的人性化的
and it's my view that is more important than big projects
我认为他的在这方面的所展示出来的荣耀甚至高过于他在其他项目上的达成
Probably you have heard or maybe you have said it yourself
可能你们曾经听说过或者你们自己也说过这样的话
Our philosophy of Krishna consciousness is all about personalism
我们 Krishna 之子的哲学对终极来说的话都是关于人性化
Krishna is a person we are a person
Krishna 是一个人我们是人
It's a very personal philosophy
这是一个非常人格化的哲学
And it's all about relationship right? Developing our lost relationship with the Lord Reviving our relationship with the Lord There's a lot about that
这都是关于关系的也就是我们要去恢复和主的关系、去发展与主的关系等等都是关系
And we, you know, we speak about it again and again and again and again and again
我们是不断的会来讲述这个话题
But sometimes you may have heard or you have maybe said it yourself Our interactions are not always very personal
但是呢你可能会听到这样的话或者你自己都会这样说就是啊，我们奉献者之间的这样的交往的话好像不是很人格化人性化
or our relationships are not very good
或者说我们之间的关系呢不太好
and you know it's a contradiction
所以这是一个矛盾来的
Although our philosophy talks so much about relationships and personality of Godhead and so on, but in our behavior, we don't always express that properly.
虽然在我们的哲学当中，我们非常强调与至尊主的、至尊人格首神的这样的一个关、这样的关系，然后呢？但是在我们的行为当中却体现的不是那么的充分
and not only for ISKCON China, but ISKCON all over the world, that is one of, it's a weakness.
所以这不仅仅是在 ISKCON 中国是这样的情况，那么在整个世界性的 ISKCON 社团的范畴当中呢，这也是一个软肋来的。
It's a weakness, it's also an opportunity, and it's also a challenge.
所以呢，这是一个弱点，这同时也是一个机会，也是一个挑战。
And it's what we all want.
而且这恰恰就是我们都想要的。
So Bhakti Charuswami's departure certainly will leave a big hole in that regard.
所以 Bhakti Charuswami 的离开无疑会就是说在这个领域的话会造成一个很大的空洞。
An example.
You mean the gap of the example, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
所以也是我们也会缺少了这样一个在这方这个领域的典范。
And that's a bigger loss to ISKCON and its devotees than, you know, projects.
所以呢，这对 ISKCON 来说，这对奉献者来说，是重大的损失。这种损失要甚至多过于在项目上的损失。
So it's certainly something that we all need to be more mindful of in our own interactions with others.
所以这一点来说的话，我们都需要在和他人交往的时候、相处的时候，要更加的有觉知。
Again, it's about being a gentleman or a gentle lady.
所以，再次我想强调的是，这意味着说，我们应该成为绅士、淑女，或者是成为君子。
One in the many of the writings of glorification that devotees have been sharing.
那么，在近来的奉献者，就是他们。就是分享的这些内容当中
Many of the devotees have quoted Srila Prabhupada
很多的奉献者都引述了 Srila Prabhupada
Which you may have probably heard before over the years also
可能你们以前也曾经听说过
On one occasion Srila Prabhupada was asked by a reporter in the USAHow will someone know who is your follower?
那么在美国有这样的记者就采访Srila Prabhupada我们怎么能够去知道哪些人是你的追随者呢
？And Prabhupada's response was, they will be, or they are, a perfect gentleman or woman.
所以Srila Prabhupada的回答是。你会发现他们都是完美的绅士和淑女。
He didn't give a deep, you know, philosophical answer. He simply gave that simple answer.
Srila Prabhupada 的回答，他并没有去给予一个非常好像很深不可测的这样那种哲学的回答。他以非常简单的方式来回答这个问题。
So it's nice.Of course, for us to glorify devotees such as Bhakti Charuswami for having this quality.
所以呢，就是对我们来说，能够去荣耀 Bhakti Charuswami 拥有的这些品质是很好的。
But really, the bigger glorification is that we ourselves develop these qualities.
但其实。更重要的是更对他来说更大的荣耀是我们自己能够发展出这些绅士和淑女的品质
Rather than being sometimes we are so quick to attack and blame and criticize each other
而 而不应该我们在相处当中不应该那么快的去互相的指责，互相的攻击互相的就是说以这样的一种方式来对待。
Especially in the modern world with social media.
尤其在这个现代的社会不应该在这些社交的媒体上以这样的方式来互相对待。
Social media is so quick.
这些社交的媒介呢它是那么的迅捷。
And everyone wants to respond so quickly.
每个人都想马上的那么快的做出反应。
Whether they heard it or not accurate, the tendency is just to respond.
那么不管他们并没有去确认这个信息它是不是真的还是假的这些人们就会很快的去做出反应。
Without properly reflecting or considering the actual facts of the situation.
甚至是并没有去反省说这个真正的真相是什么，人们就马上做出反应。
And without considering what the other person might feel either.
而且甚至不去考虑对方会给对方带来什么样的感受。
Faceless communication.
所以呢faceless.
If we don't see each other, it's faceless.
Yes. 所以呢，大家是在没有谋面的这种情况之下呢，这样的一种交流。
And because it's faceless, we don't tend to care, you know, if we're offending another person or not.
因为我们不是面对面的这样一种交流，所以呢，我们并不在乎。对会给对方带来什么样的影响。
The other day,
另外一天，有一天。
The other day,
另外一天。
Four o'clock in the morning, a devotee sent me some WeChat messages complaining about another devotee.
早上四点钟。然后有一个奉献者呢，通过微信他联系我来抱怨另外一个奉献者。
I didn't read it at 4 o'clock because I don't read my WeChat at that time of the day. But when I checked later, it was 4 o'clock in the morning.
那我当然当时呢，我并没有在四点钟的时候来去查询这个信息，因为通常呢，我在这个时间点我是不会去查询我的微信的。但是之后呢？我就发现了这个消息。
Of course, I'm not judging whether the message, whether the criticism was right or wrong. My point is, it was sent at 4 o'clock in the morning.
当然，我不想在这里去下判断说这个消息是对的还是错的或者怎么样。我想在这里讲的是，这个消息是在早上四点钟发出来的。
But that's the problem with social media. People are on at all times. Devotees, I'm talking about devotees. They are on all times of the day and night. At least a lot of the time gossiping.
所以这就是现代的这些社交媒体的这个问题，就是说奉献者不分这个时间一直是在这个社交媒体上有很多的闲聊。就是说或者类似的这些活动。
We all know 4 o'clock in the morning is the time for chanting Hare Krishna mantra, being with Krishna.
我们都知道清晨四点呢是应该念诵圣名的时间，应该是和 Krishna 在一起的时间。
Rather than, you know, having some disturbance and sending off WeChat messages complaining about someone.
而不应该是让我们让这个我们的心受打扰，然后呢去发消息去抱怨其他奉献者，这不是这个时段应该做的事儿。
I'm simply mentioning this again to illustrate, wanting to illustrate that we have, you know, so much philosophy about relationship and personal personality of Godhead. And we, as devotees, just have to improve ourselves in that regard.
我之所以举这个例子呢，我想表达的是，在我们的哲学当中，有那么多的关于关系的这个话题，以及我们讲到至尊主他的这样的人格性，但是我们真的是需要在我们自身的这些平时的这些行为处事当中能够去践行。
Why Bhakti Charuswami was so attractive was exactly for this reason.
为什么 Bhakti Charuswami 是那么的有魅力这恰恰是因为他的这项非凡的品质。
And if we want to attract more people to Krishna consciousness, we have to be more like that also.
如果我们想要去吸引更多的人加入 Krishna 之举的话，那么我们自己也应该成为这样的人。
Not only for that reason, but also because it's healthy for all of us.
不仅仅是为这个原因，而且呢，就是当我们具备这些品质的时候，这样品质的时候，那么对我们自身来说也是更加健康的。
And it's pleasing to Krishna.
这也会取悦 Krishna.
And this again is something that Maharaj, was a very perfect ideal example of.
所以这是Maharaj 他在这方面真的是非常杰出的典范。
Which is why in these last days, if you are on the English devotee websites, then there's so many dozens and dozens of memories by all sorts of devotees.Expressing their appreciation, and always this is one of the main qualities that is brought up again and again and again.
所以呢，如果大家也对这个英，就是说能够在这个世界性的这个这些信息得到这个世界性的讯息的话，我们会发现，在过去的几天，过去的一段时间的话，有。很多的奉献者，无数的奉献者呢，他们都在荣耀 Maharaj 的这些非凡的品质。
And we are all responsible.
而我们都应该为自己负责。
Every single one of us.
我们每一个人。
And we don't need to point fingers or worry if others are doing or not doing. We have to be ourselves.
我们不应该对别人指指点点，去说你做了没有或者没做，而我们应该要，躬身反省自省。
So, remembering who he was, at least for me, is more important than what he did in regards to projects.
所以至少对我来说的话，我觉得去意念他的人比去意念他的这些项目或者丰功伟绩更加的重要。
And again, when these things happen,
当这些事情发生的时候，
we tend to ask why.
我们会有这种倾向，想要问说为什么会这样？
If or because he was such a great devotee and so pure in his character and all of these things, why did Krishna allow him to go in this way?
因为他是一个那么伟大的奉献者，他是那么的纯粹，那么纯粹的奉献者，为什么 Krishna 会允许他以这样的方式离开？
And it would seem a bit untimely also.
而且呢，似乎看上去也是不这个是也是不也并不是一个恰当的时机。
And it seems like, for maybe all of the most senior ISKCON devotees who have passed away, it was all in one sense untimely.
这是并且呢，似乎看上去在 ISKCON 的就是过往的这些灵性导师或者年长奉献者，他们的离开似乎都不是就是说这个时间都不是那么的恰当，或者是
they didn't last until the ripe age.
他们并没有一直活到他们的就是很成就是寿终正寝，他们并没有寿终正寝。
One of the first to disappear was Gaur Govinda Swami in the late 90s.
其中呢，就是 Gaur Govinda Maharaj， 他是在90年代末的时候离开的。
Some of you may have read his biography. It was translated in Chinese, When Good Fortune Arises.
你们当中可能有奉献者读过他的传记，然后他的传记的名称是《当好运降临的时候》，或者叫《时机》一书。
Very special devotee.
他是一位非常特别的奉献者。
Very admired and honored, but I think he was maybe in his 60s and he passed away.
那么他是非常令人瞩目的，然后呢，非常有众多的荣耀的这样一位奉献者灵性导师，他当时离开的时候，可能也就是60多岁吧。
In Mayapur.
他当时是在 Mayapur 离开的。
He had a heart attack. He was surrounded by devotees and so on, but that's how he passed away.
他当时离开的时候呢，是有心脏病发作。当然，在他离开的时候，他的身边是有奉献者围绕的。
And then the next was our Tamal Krishna Maharaj, whom you are all familiar with because he brought Krishna consciousness to your country.
那么下一位呢，就是我们的 Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj。我相信大家都知道他，因为是他把 Krishna 知觉带到了中国。
And he passed as also in Mayapur, in a way you wouldn't expect.
He 也是在 Mayapur 离开的，但是呢，他离开的方式也是我们大家未曾料想过的，在车祸当中离开。
And then some years different, and then another Swami we not familiar, Bhakti Tirtha Swami.
然后还有另外一位 Swami, Bhakti Tirtha Swami, 可能大家未必很对他也很熟悉。
Tamal Krishna Maharaj was only in his 50s.
而比如说像 Tamal Krishna Maharaj 呢，他是在他50多岁的时候离开的。
And Bhakti Tirtha Swami was also in his 50s.
Bhakti Tirtha Swami 呢，也是在他50多岁的时候离开的。
And he passed away because of cancer.
他离世呢，是因为是癌症的原因离开的。
And even before he passed away, they have to amputate from the knee down. They had to amputate his leg from the knee down.
那么在他离世之前的话呢，他们就是说他其实已经膝盖以下是截肢了。
And then another, very special devotee is Bhakti Sarup Damodar Maharaj.
还有另外一位非常特别的奉献者是 Bhakti Sarup Damodar Maharaj.
Very special devotee. And all of these devotees did so much great service, and they were among the most, you know, exalted, realized devotees in ISKCON.
那么他所有这些奉献者的话呢，他们是那么的有觉悟。而且呢，就是说他们是在 ISKCON 的就是这些奉献者当中是属于最为杰出的那一波。
As is Bhakti Charuswami.
就好像 Bhakti Charuswami 呢也是。
So they all passed away, it would seem like untimely.
他们都一一的离世了，好像就是这个时间都太早了。
By external calculation, it all seems to be untimely.
就是在通过这个外在的这种 这种眼光或者外在的理解或者算计的话，会觉得这都太早了。
ISKCON needed them so much and they could have done so much more service to preach Krishna consciousness and cultivate devotees, but they all departed.
他们都离世得太早了， ISKCON 都需要他们就是说能够去发展更多的奉献者，但他们却那么早的离世了。
The same with Bhakti Charuswami.
Bhakti Charuswami 也是这样。
And in some of their cases, their passing away was, you wouldn't really expect a saintly person to pass away in that way.
在有一些境况当中的话呢，他们离开的方式呢，我们普通人会觉得就是说会觉得这是超出想象的。
Again, like in Tamal Krishna Goswami's case, he passed away from a car accident.
比如说像 Tamal Krishna Maharaj 的他的离开的话呢是在车祸当中离开的。
And then for the more recent example, Bhakti Charuswami passed away because of this COVID-19.
最近 Bhakti Charuswami 的离世呢是因为这个新冠病毒离世的。
And we wonder why. Why like that? Of course, everyone has to pass away, we know. But why in that way?
我们会去质疑说为什么会是这样的呢？为什么会是这样的方式离开呢？
Why because of cancer, right? In some cases, it's because of cancer.
在有些灵性导师的身上是因为癌症的发作而离开躯体的。为什么会是这样呢？
Isn't Krishna protecting them? Why like this? We probably wonder. I certainly do.
难道 Krishna 不保护他们吗？我相信大家会有这样的疑惑。毫无疑问我也会有这样的问题。
Right, on the plane that Bhakti Charuswami took from India to America, other people were on the plane.
Bhakti Charu Maharaj, 他从印度飞往美国的那个飞机，别人也在那个飞机上呀。
Maybe some of them got COVID-19 also after arriving in America, but not all of them got.
可能他们当中有一些人也得了新冠病毒，当他们到了美国之后也会得新冠病毒，但并不是每一个人都会染上新冠病毒。
And if they got, I mean, we don't know, but we can guess, even if they got after arriving, not all of them died.
而且我们可以就是想象，就是说，即便就是他，就是抵达了美国之后染上了新冠病毒，也并不是每一个人都会死啊。
So why did Krishna allow Bhakti Charuswami?
为什么
for it to happen like this? Why him?
那为什么 Krishna 会允许Bhakti Charuswami 这样的事情？为什么会允许这样的事情发生在 Bhakti Charuswami 的身上？
Such a wonderful devotee, so pure in his character, such a, you know, powerful preacher, so many things, but somehow it affected him to the extent that he passed away.
他是一个那么杰出的奉献者，他是那么的纯粹，他是一个那么伟大的传教士，但却偏偏这样的事情会发生在他的身上。
And the same question could be asked for others also.
同样的问题，可能我们也会就是说对其他的人提出这样的其他就是伟大灵魂的离世提出这样的质疑。
For Tamal Krishna Maharaj, for example.
比如说对 Tamal Krishna Maharaj.
I remember I was not in Mayapur when he passed away. I was in China.
我记得当时当他离世的时候我没有在马雅普，当时我在中国。
But like others, I heard the glorifications of him that took place the next day in Mayapur.
就好像所有其他人一样，我呢是听到了在他隐迹之后第二天，在 Mayapur 奉献者们对他的荣耀。
And I recall one memory.
我记得这样，我有这样一个回忆。
Tamal Krishna Maharaj always, when he was, you know, traveling by car, he always sat in the back seat.
就是我们知道 Tamal Krishna Maharaj, 他在就是坐车旅行的话，他总是坐在后面的。
This was the memory by one of his god brothers. He always sat in the back seat.
那么这是他的一个神兄弟的回忆。他说呢，Maharaj 他。只要坐车的话，他总是坐在后面的。
He never sat in the front.
他从来不坐前面。
Especially the seat next to the driver is considered the most dangerous seat.
尤其是在司机旁边那个座位的话，被认为是最危险的位置。
Because, you know, if there's some accident, then of course it's the driver who will turn in the opposite, turn away from his side, he will turn away, and then the seat next to the driver is more likely, it's considered the most dangerous part in the car.
因为呢，就是说，如果有车祸发生的话呢，这个司机通常呢，他都会要避开让这个车避开要撞到的东西，所以他会方向盘会转，会让他自己这一边的方向盘转离这个撞到的东西，所以那就意味着说，在司机旁边的这个位置上的这个人呢，他是最风险最大的，他会最有大的几率被撞到。
And Tamal Krishna Maharaj had a very practical intelligence.
而 Tamal Krishna Maharaj 呢，他是有很实际的智慧的。
And he never sat in the front seat. That was the reason.
他这就是为什么他从来不会去坐在前座。
But somehow, on the day he left Mayapur, he sat in that seat.
但是呢，当他离开 Mayapur 那天的话，他却坐在了司机旁边那个前座。
Why?
为什么会这样呢？
Because he did.
因为他就是这么做了。
Normally he never does, but on that day he did.
通常他从来不这样做，但是在那一天他却做了。
And exactly, you know, when the accident happened, that was the most dangerous part, and the impact was the most, strong, and he passed away.
那么事实上呢，也就是这样，就是说，当这个车祸发生的时候，Maharaj 他所坐的这个位置呢是最危险的位置，所以呢，他也是受伤最厉害的，所以他因此而离开了。
I believe you all heard. It was as I think you all saw the clip.It was translated into Chinese. Just a 2-3 minute clip of Bhakti Charu Swami speaking about why he's going to America at, you know, such and such time.
我相信呢，大家或许会看到这样一个短片，是大概有2-3分钟的，是关于 Bhakti Charu Swami 他自己就讲到了他为什么要在这个时间要去到美国。
And he was by his disciples in Ujjain, in that temple. He was asked and he was warned, better you don't go.
当时 Maharaj 呢，他和他的门徒们都是在 Ujjain 的庙宇。那么，就是有奉献者就去，就是请求他不要，最好在这个状况之下不要去。
And it was good advice.
这是很好的建议。
But somehow he went.
但是呢，无论如何 ，Maharaj 还是去了。
And he explained his reasons for going in that short clip. You all would have seen it or heard it.
那么，所以呢， 就是我们或许已经看到了这个短的视频里面就是从这个短的视频可以去了解到他为什么选择在这个时机去美国。
In many words, he felt he wanted to be on the battlefield spreading Krishna consciousness. He didn't want to hide away in a safe place.
他想要去到这个战场上去传播Krishna 知觉，而不想就是躲在后面。
And as you know, he contacted this disease, and then because of the complications from that, he departed.
那就是我们所知道的。那么当他去了美国的话呢，就染上了这个病毒，然后因为这个情况非常的复杂，因此呢他就离开了。
Superficially, that was the reason.
外在看来的话，这貌似就是他离世的原因。
As it was for Tumal Krishna Maharaj's departure.
对，就是对 Tumal Krishna Maharaj 的离世来说貌似也有这样，也有一些外在的原因。
In a normal situation, he doesn't sit in the front of the car. He sits in the back.
在通常的情况下呢，他是不会坐在车的前座的，他是坐在车的后座。
And probably similar for Bhakti Charuswami. Normally, he probably would have taken that good, loving advice.
或许对 Bhakti Charuswami 来说也是类似的，或许。通常情况下，他是会接受这样充满爱的建议的。
But somehow in this incident, he didn't.
但是在当时的这个境况之下，他却没有接受。
Right, we all know the incident of Parikshit Maharaj.
我们都知道 Parikshit Maharaj 的事件。
And he was a great Kshatriya king, and of course a great devotee also.
他是一个伟大的萨提亚国王，同时也是一个伟大的奉献者。
Grandson of Arjuna.
他是 Arjuna 的孙子。
And as we know, the pastime from the first canto, he was in the forest hunting.
就好像我们在第一篇当中。圣典博加拉坦第一篇当中，我们会通过阅读去知道，他当时呢是在狩猎。
Because Kshatriyas, they hunt sometimes to keep their practice.
因为呢，Kshatriya呢，有时候他是需要去通过打猎来，就是来保持或者是不断的去对他们的这个武功或者他们的这个剑法。去 有所练习。
And somehow he became really thirsty.
不知怎的，他变得非常的渴。
And he couldn't tolerate it.
而且他没有办法去容忍这种渴。
Which for a Kshatriya is not a big deal, right? Kshatriyas, they're very powerful. They know how to tolerate pain and discomfort and things like this.
通常情况下我们知道这种饥渴对夏地里来说的话不是一件很就是说他们能够很轻易的来容忍这些因为他们可以甚至是可以容忍非常巨大的疼痛啊等等的，所以这对他们来说不是什么很大的问题。
But in this incident, it was a problem for him.
但是呢，在那一次的时候，这就他的这种渴的这种需求就变成了很大的一个问题。
And then as we know, he came to the ashram of one sage looking for water.
这是我们所知道的，他就去到了一个伟大的圣人的 ashram 修院里面，他想去找一些水。
And the sage didn't answer because the sage was in deep meditation, but the king, Parikshit Maharaj, thought, oh, the sage is neglecting him because he is a Kshatriya, and as we know, he became angry. He picked up a dead snake and put it over the sage's neck.
所以呢，当这个 Parikshit Maharaj 他去到这个圣人修院的时候，这个圣人并没有理睬他，是因为圣人他在很深的冥想当中。然后 Parikshit Maharaj 他当时就觉得说啊，他这个圣人他是不是就觉得就瞧不起我，就是我是一个沙地利，地位没他高啊，然后他就以这样的方式来对待我呢啊，然后于是呢，他就把一条丝蛇放在这个圣人的脖子上。
Completely out of character.
这种就是他的他当时的这样的一种方式的话，完全就是说不在圣，就是这样一种圣贤或者君子的范畴里面，或者完全不在他平时的这种人品的范畴里面。
Firstly, a Kshatriya would not be so affected by thirst.
首先呢，作为夏地利的话是不会就是比如说他即便感到渴的话也不会是有那么大的影响。
Secondly, Kshatriyas, especially like Parikshit Maharaj, they worship the Brahmanas. They would never become angry with them.
第二个呢就是说Parikshit Maharaj, 他作为夏地利来说他们会去崇拜婆罗门，他绝对不会以这样的方式去对待婆罗门。
And, you know, definitely wouldn't put a dead snake over a Brahmana's neck.
毫无疑问，他们不会要把死蛇放在一位圣人或者一位婆罗门的身上。
But somehow, in this incident, he was affected by the thirst, and he became disturbed with the Brahmana, and put the dead snake. Completely out of character, but in this incident it happened.
但是呢不知怎的就是说在当时的境况当中呢他就是因为这个渴的这种渴的需求非常受打扰，而且呢他也非常被这个婆罗门这个圣人对待他的事所打扰，然后他就把这个死蛇放在人的脖子上，这整个的就是说这些一连串的事件的话完全都不在他的这个正常，就是在他的正常的这个人品的范畴里面的，完全不是在这样一个有道义的这个层面上。
And we know as a result, he was cursed to be bitten by a snake in 7 days.
我们就像我们所知道的，作为这个结果或者就是说他所做的这些一系列事件的一个。结局来说的话呢，就是他是会在七天之后被这个蛇鸟所杀死。
Which is also not such a pleasant way to depart.
像这样的一种离开的方式不是那么的令人愉悦。
Being cursed and then to be cursed to die by a snake bite.
首先也就是说去被诅咒，然后呢被诅咒呢去被蛇鸟咬死。
So why?
为什么?
Of course, as somebody just wrote, Krishna's arrangement.
就好像有人在那里写的这是 Krishna 的安排。
But that's a very general answer. We can give that answer for anything.
当然，这是一个非常就是通俗的回答。我们可以对任何事情的发生都套用这个回答。
The fact is, sometimes we just don't know.
这个事实就是，有时候我们真的是不知道。
Generally, yes, we say Krishna's arrangement, and it's true.
通常情况就是普遍意义上来说我们说这是 Krishna 的安排的确这也是真的。
But that's a very general answer.
但是这是一个非常通俗的回答。
And we can give that answer for almost anything.
我们甚至可以对任何的事情都给予这样的回答。
So when these sorts of situations happen, I like,something that Bhishma Dev said.
在这样的事件发生的时候呢，我更喜欢 Bhishma Dev 所说的话。
You can go to, this is in the chapter, Canto 1, Chapter 9, the passing away of Bhishma Dev.
Yes.
translate?
Which verse? 啊，就是在圣典伯加瓦坛第一篇第九章。
So let's go to text. The whole chapter is about his Bhishma Dev's departure.
那么整个这一章呢是关于 Bhishma Dev 的过世。
So let's go to text 11.
我们来看第十一个世界。
And we will read some verses.
我们会读几个世界。
We might read the purports, but maybe not. We'll see.
我们也有可能来读要旨，也有可能不读，我们看情况。
1:9-11.
所以是圣典伯加瓦坛第一篇第九章第十一世界。You want me to read the purport? Yeah, the
translation.
潘杜王的儿子们沉默地坐在 Bhishma Deva 身边，为 祖父不久于人世而悲伤不已。看到这情形， Bhishma Deva 深情地向他们道贺。他沉浸在疼爱孙子的情感中，眼里含着欢喜的泪。
Bhishma Dev's passing away itself was unusual.
Bhishma Dev 他的这个离世本身也是非同寻常的。
Remember, he is one of the 12 Mahajans.
我们要记得，他是十二位 Mahajan 之一。
So he wasn't an ordinary person. He wasn't just a great Kshatriya. He was a Mahajan.
他不是 不仅仅他不是说一个伟大的这个傻弟弟，他是十二位 Mahajan 之一。
Right, Lord Brahma, Sukadev Goswami. Yeah, he's in that category.
所以呢，是他就是说。他是和主 Brahma Sukadeva Goswami 他们在同一个级别上的。
In the Mahajan category.
也就是说这他们都是属于 Mahajan 的这样一个层面。
Of course, he was still alive, but his body was basically dead.
当然当时呢他仍然还活着，但是他的身体呢已经差不多支离破碎，就快死了。
As we know, the arrows, hundreds of arrows had pierced right through his body.
正如我们所知道的，有几百个箭是穿透了他的身体。
He had the benediction to leave his body when he wanted to, but the body was basically dead already.
基本上呢，就是说，当然。他是有得到这个祝福，是可以在任何他想要的时间离开，但是当时的他身上满是这个箭伤，这个身体已经就是不能被使用了，已经死了。
So let's continue next one.
我们来继续下一个世界，十二世界。Bhishma Deva 说，哎，作为宗教人格化身的儿子，你们这些善良的灵魂受了多可怕的罪，多不公平的待遇啊。在那苦难的情形下，你们本来是活不下去的，但 Brahmana 神和宗教都在保护你们。
Next.
世界十三，至于我的儿媳妇儿昆提，自从大将军潘杜死后，就立刻成了带着许多孩子的寡妇，因此吃了很多苦。而且在你们成长的过程中，你们的所作所为也给他带去了很多麻烦。
Next.
世界十四，依我看，这一切都是由不可避免的时间造成的，正如风携带云朵，每个星球上的每个生物体都受时间的控制。Next.
Yes.
世界十五，不可避免的时间所产生的影响有多奇妙啊，它是不可逆转的。否则既然有宗教之神的儿子尤迪斯蒂尔王使用大头棒的伟大战将 Bhima，运用全能武器冈迪瓦的卓越弓箭手阿朱那在， 尤其是有亲自保佑潘德瓦兄弟的至尊主在，怎么还会发生那么多不幸的事儿？
So let's read the purport for this one.
好，我们来一起阅读第十五世节的要旨。就物质或灵性的资源而言，潘德瓦兄弟什么都物质，他们装备精良，因为有比马和阿朱纳两位伟大的战将在。灵性上，君王本身就是宗教的象征。最重要的是，人格守神圣主 Krishna 作为祝福者，亲自关心他们的事情。尽管如此，潘德瓦兄弟还是遇到那么多的挫折。尽管有前程活动的力量、人格的力量、精通管理的能力和强有力的武器，而且一切都在主 Krishna 的直接监督下，潘德瓦兄弟仍然遭遇重重困难。对此唯一的解释是不可思议的时间卡拉的影响所致。时间与至尊主本人一样，所以时间的影响表明了至尊主本人的难以理解的意愿。当事情超出任何人的控制时，根本没有必要感到悲伤。
So as it says there in the purport, inexplicable wish of the Lord.
正如在要旨当中所阐释的，这是至尊主的这里就讲到了，这是至尊主的难以理解的意愿。
So the difficulties the Pandavas experienced wasn't because of any kind of karma.
所以潘德瓦兄弟他们所经历的所有的磨难并不是因为他们的 karma 所导致的。
They're all eternal associates of the Lord.
他们都是至尊主的永恒朋友。
Leaving that aside,They were, as Bhishma Dev tells us, they were so dharmic. They were religious.
而且呢，就是说，除此之外的话，就好像 Bhishma Dev 所说的，他们是那么的有宗教性。
Their character interact, everything was done properly.
他们的品格，他们的为人，都是那么的恰当。
But by the influence, but just because they were in the material world, the influence of time is there.
但是仅仅是因为他们是在物质世界，所以呢时间的影响就是在那里。
And as Prabhupada says in the purport, Kala is Krishna.Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, we all know, I am time, time I am.
所以就正如说帕帕在要旨当中所阐释的，就是时间是与至尊主本人一样。Krishna 也说，也曾经本人亲自说过，我就是时间。
And it's the inexplicable wish of the Lord.
所以这是主的难以理解的意愿。
Let's go to the next verse.
好，让我们一起来看下一个世界十六。君王啊，没人了解至尊主圣 Krishna 的计划，就连寻根究底的大哲学家们都感到困惑。Next. 世界十七。
Wait.Okay, yes.
世界时期 Bharat 后裔中最优秀的人 Yudhisthira 啊，因此我断言这一切都是至尊主计划的一部分。接受至尊主不可思议的计划，你就必须按其行事。我的君主，你现在既然是被指定的统治者，就应该立刻去照顾那些感到绝望无助的臣民。
Okay, let's read this purport.
好，我们来读一下这个要旨。俗话说，家庭主妇通过教导自己的女儿来教导儿媳妇。同样，至尊主通过教导他的奉献者来教导世人。奉献者无需特意向至尊主学习什么新东西，因为至尊主始终在奉献者的心中给予指导。所以无论何时，每当至尊主安排一场教导奉献者的演出，其实都是为了教导智力欠佳的人。伯家梵歌就是一例。因此，奉献者的责任是心甘情愿地接受至尊主所安排的苦难，把他们视为是祝福。Bhishma Deva 劝 Pandava 兄弟尽快承担管理国家的重任，不要犹豫。Kurukshetra 战争使可怜的人们失去了保护，他们在等待 Yudhisthira 王救人。至尊主纯粹的奉献者把苦难视为是至尊主赐予的恩惠。既然至尊主是绝对的，苦难与恩惠之间就没有世俗的区别。
So in these verses, Bhishma Deva is teaching us the inevitable influence of time.
所以在这些世界当中 ，Bhishma Deva 在教导我们，这个时间的无就是。时间对我们产生的不可避免的影响。
And the inexplicable plan of the Lord.
以及至尊主这个不可思议难以理解的意愿。
No one can understand the plan of the Lord, even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are bewildered.
没有人能够理解 Krishna 的计划。即便就是说那些伟大的圣人们他们就是不断的去询问，但是仍然很难知道。
So yes, it's Krishna's arrangement, but why that we can't say.
对，这是的确是 Krishna 的安排，但是为什么是这样的呢？那我们就说不了了。
Why he doesn't arrange it in another way?
为什么他没有做出其他的安排？
So in regards to Bhakti Charu Swami's departure,
所以关于 Bhakti Charu Swami 的离世，
I believe you saw the reports.
我相信你们看到了这些报告。
Right, he was Jamuna Priya kindly was translating them. And he was surrounded with the Bhagavatam, which he had brought himself, and they had the Prabhupada chanting Hare Krishna, which he was hearing. I believe you all heard those, read those reports.
那么这些报告呢，是由 Jamuna Priya 非常好心的来给大家做了翻译，所以我相信大家都已经看到了。当 Bhakti Charu Swami 离开的时候呢，他的身边是有圣殿波加瓦坦，然后呢是播放着是释迦牟尼的念诵等等。
So in one sense, you know, externally again, he was alone.
所以。在外在来看的话，他貌似他是独自一人离开的。
Because of the COVID-19, nobody could be there in the room, you know, because they have all these restrictions and so on.
因为呢，就是新冠病毒的原因，所以说呢，是没有人被允许可以进去。
So we might think, well, that was unfortunate. He wasn't with devotees.
所以我们可能会觉得说这太不幸了，他离开的时候他身边都没有奉献者。
But he was there with the Srimad Bhagavatam.
但是他和圣殿波加瓦坦在一起。
He was there with Prabhupada's chanting.
他和释迦牟尼的念诵在一起。
And of course he was there with the Lord in the heart also.
同时他也是和在他心中的主在一起。
And then maybe some of you heard it. There's a memory, a short talk and memory by Radhana Swami.
可能你们也看到了，就是 Radhana Swami 呢是也做了一个简短的讲话。
Because for me, I still thought that he was alone. I mean, it would have been nice if, you know, devotees were there.
因为Maharaj 他就是他当时是以独自一人。如果能够奉献者能够在他身边，会是更好的。
So again, we might ask, well, why not? Why Krishna couldn't arrange it like that?
所以我们可能会问说，哎，为什么 Krishna 不能做出这样的安排呢？
We can only say, right? Even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are still bewildered.
我们仍然要说，即便这些伟大的哲学家们，喋喋不休的去询问，或者是就是试图去用尽全力的去询问，但是仍然未必找到答案。
Anyway, some days ago I watched the glorification and memory of given by Radhana Swami.
在几天之前呢，我看了 Radhana Swami, 就是对 Bhakti Charu Swami 的荣耀。
Some of these are on YouTube, so you all need to have the VPN if you want to see them.
那么其中有一些呢都是在 YouTube 上面的，你们会需要翻墙软件 VPN 来看到。
I can ask Suchandra to download that one and we'll send it to Jamuna Priya and she can maybe translate it.
或者说我们可以请 Suchandra Prabhu 来下载吧，这段视频下载下来，然后呢请 Jamuna Priya 来把它翻译出来。
We'll send it to her in another file.
我们会以另外的一个文档发给他。
So, anyway, Maharaj mentioned something that I felt was quite meaningful, which I didn't really think of before.
我觉得 Maharaj 他提到了一些就是他提到的一些点呢，是我觉得非常的有意义，这也是我未曾想到的。
I didn't think of it before.
我之前未曾想到。
What is that? 为什么？
未曾 means 还没有的意思。
And he said actually Maharaj was not alone.
他说其实 Maharaj 并不是独自一人。
We were all there.
我们都在那里。
With our prayers and our hearts, we were all there.
我们是通过我们的祈祷，我们的心都是和他在一起。
And I heard that.
当我听到这句话的时候
，and it made sense.
我觉得是意义非常重大的。
And it was very true.
而且这是这是非常是真实的。
You may have heard.
你们可能听说过。
There are six symptoms of surrender.
有六种有六种皈依，有六种臣服。
Let me find them and post them.
他不能会给我们列出。这六种皈依，然后发给大家。
On the yes, So one of them, we won't go through all of them.
我们不会来讲述所有的这六种皈依。
Briefly,
其中之一会讲。
The first one is accepting everything that is favorable.
第一项就是接受一切有利的事物。
Rejecting what is unfavorable.
第二个是去拒绝所有不利的。
So that's one and two. Number three, having faith that Krishna is one's protector.
第三项是坚信 Krishna 是他的保护者。
And number four, Krishna is our only maintainer.
第四项是 Krishna 是我们唯一的维系者。
So Krishna is our only protector. Krishna is our only maintainer.
Krishna 是我们唯一的保护者。Krishna 是我们唯一的维系者。
Sometimes they're slightly translated slightly. The translation is slightly different. But this is the basic meaning.
有时候呢，就是不同的翻译者可能会有不同的翻译版本，但是这是它的主要的基本的意思。
And this is the faith we're supposed to have or develop.
所以这就是我们应该具备或者是我们需要去发展的这样一种信念。
Meaning whatever happens, however unfortunate it seems,Krishna is our only protector. Krishna is our only maintainer.
也就是说，不管发生什么，不管有多么大的不幸，我们都要去坚信说 ，Krishna 是我们的保护者 ，Krishna 是我们的维系者，唯一的维系者。
This is our conviction. This is our faith.
这是我们的信念。
Of course, we have to practically do things also, not that we just sit around and do nothing.
当然我们应该要去做事。我们不是说我们只是在坐在那里我们什么都不做，不是的。
Arjuna, he didn't sit on the chariot and do nothing.
Arjuna, 他并没有坐在这个战车上啥都不做。
But after everything is said and done, Krishna is our only protector, Krishna is our only maintainer.
但是当我们做了所有一切应该做的之后的话的做的一切应该做的时候，我们始终应该保有这样的信念，就是 Krishna 是我们的保护者， Krishna 是我们唯一的维系者。
Especially for someone like Bhakti Charuswami.
尤其是像Bhakti Charuswami这样的分身者，伟大的分身者。
He came to Krishna consciousness, I think 1976.
我想他是在76年的时候加入 Krishna 知觉。
And from the very beginning, everyone was clear. His character and nature was very pure and very pious.
每一个人都意识到他的品行，他的就是内心的是如此的纯净，然后呢是非常非常有品质的这样的一个人。
He got his, as you probably heard, he received his first and second initiation together.
可能你们都知道，他是同时接受了第一次启迪和第二次启迪。
And like 3 or 4 months after that, he got that in Gaur Purnima time in March.
那么他是在 Gaur Purnima 的期间呢，得到了他的第二次启迪。
And 3 or 4 months after that, Srila Prabhupada gave him sannyas.
3-4 weeks 之后 ，Srila Prabhupada 就授予他 sannyasi 的启迪。
That's something that didn't happen.
这其实是蛮特别的，就是这是前所未有的事情。
It, you know, in the beginning of ISKCON, you know, sometimes Prabhupada gave sannyas quickly, but then so many sannyasis were falling down, then he became more strict and they had to wait, and they had to achieve some real big achievement in their service also.
那么在 ISKCON 的初期的时候呢，舍帕帕曾经就是比较快的会给予奉献者启迪，就是sannyasi的启迪。但是因为这些奉献者很快的就有堕落的这个情况，所以呢，舍帕帕之后呢就更加谨慎了。也就是说，这些接受sannyasi启迪的奉献者的话，他一定得是，就是说在，在各个方面是比较杰出，他就是说是比较杰出的奉献者，他才会授予他们sannyasi的启迪。
They had to have some big achievement, some big service. They had to be recommended and wait for a couple of years and things like this.
他们的这些候选人的话，得要有一些比较重大的贡献，有很重要、很重大的服务，然后在服务当中很杰出，然后呢，并且呢，他们提出这个申请之后呢，也要有待观察几年之后，才会有机会得到sannyasi启迪的。
But in Maharaj's case, it was Prabhupada himself who recommended.
但是在 Maharaj 的身上的话呢，是Srila Prabhupada本人推荐了他。
And a group of senior sannyasis went to Srila Prabhupada and sort of tried to discourage him. He's too new, we don't know, he's young, and all these sorts of things.
然后呢，当时一群 sannyasi 们，他们都跑到 Srila Prabhupada 那里提出反对的意见，觉得这个奉献者他太新了，他就是还就是有待，应该是有待观察或者等等的，是不适合现在的这个时机去给予他授予他 sannyasi 启迪的。
But Srila Prabhupada insisted.
但是 Srila Prabhupada 坚持。
And gave him sannyas 3 or 4 months after his first and second initiation.
在他给予就是Bhaktisiddhanta Swami 第一次、第二次启迪之后的三四个月之后，Srila Prabhupada 就给到他sannyasi 的启迪。
So this certainly was an illustration of the faith and trust Prabhupada had in him as a person and his character and purity.
所以呢，在这里我们就可以看到，就是说Srila Prabhupada是对 Bhaktisiddhanta Swami 是有那么大的信心。而且呢，就是说对他有那么大的信任，对，就是说对 Maharaj 是有他的这个人品以及他的这个品质啊，是如此的就是说是有信心。
And that was proved over, you know, the next 40 plus years.
而且这在后来的40多年当中也印证了。
So much service, so much surrender, so much purity.
所以有那他显示出 Maharaj 他做了那么多的服务，有是全然的皈依他是那么的纯粹。
So certainly Krishna protected him.
毫无疑问 ，Krishna 保护了他。
Even though in an external sense it may not seem to be.An ideal way to pass away, but how can we doubt Krishna wouldn't protect such a surrendered pure devotee?
可能外在看来，就是 Maharaj 的离开的方式不是那么的完美，但是 Krishna 怎么可能就是说去就是无法去怀疑，我们不应该去怀疑 Krishna 怎么会对一个那么皈依的奉献者不去给予他全然的保护呢？
Even there's I don't remember the sloka, but there is a sloka somewhere. I can't remember something to the effect that well, let's take Ajamila.
我们可以举阿迦弥勒的例子。
We all know the story from the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam.
我们都知道这个故事呢是来自于圣殿波迦瓦坦的第六篇。
in his younger years, he was, you know, a very pious devotee of the Lord.
在他年轻的时候，他是一个非常是主的非常虔诚的奉献者。
And then he became fallen, engaged in many sinful activities.
然后他堕落了，他从事了很多就是罪恶活动。
And then at the end of his life, he just said a few words. He just chanted the name of Lord Narayana a few times, and we all know what happened.
在他离世的时候，他只是说了，就是说是吟诵了主南亮的圣名几次，然后我们都知道结果是什么。
The Lord protected him.
主保护了他。
So in the case of Bhakti Charuswami, a whole life, you know, 45 years of, he never engaged in sinful activities, even before becoming a devotee.Drinking, smoking, he never had that lifestyle.
所以在 Bhakti Charuswami 的身上，我们可以看到，就是说他是全心全意的服务了45年，带着全然的皈依。甚至在他成为奉献者之前的话，他也从来没有做过什么罪恶的活动，他从来没有去喝酒啊，然后抽烟啊等等这些的话，他都。没有去做过的。
So his whole life was pious and pure.
所以他的整个一生是虔诚的，是纯粹的。
And then he took shelter of Srila Prabhupada, and of course, then became more pure.
然后他脱离于Srila Prabhupada, 这让他变得更加的纯粹。
So many years of surrender and service.
那么多年的皈依，皈依的服务。
So how can we think that Krishna wouldn't protect such a devotee?
我们怎么能够去怀疑或者是认为 Krishna 不会保护这样的奉献者呢？
If he would protect Ajamila, then how would he not protect somebody like Bhakti Charuswami?
如果 Krishna 都保护 Ajamila, 那么他怎么会不去保护像Bhakti Charuswami 的这样的奉献者呢？
So again, we take shelter of Bhishma Dev's words. Who can know the plan of the Lord?
所以让我们来托庇于 Bhishma Dev 的话，谁也就是说谁能够理解主的计划和安排呢？
Right, and as Srila Prabhupada told us in the purport,
Srila Prabhupada 在要旨当中告诉我们
The housewife teaches the daughter-in-law by teaching the daughter.
那么这个家中的家中的这个就是这个媳妇婆婆呢，她是通过教导自己的女儿来教导她的媳妇儿。
Similarly, the Lord teaches the world by teaching the devotee.
同样的主他通过教导他的奉献者来实现教导世人的目的。
And when, especially when the Lord teaches a great devotee, then everybody takes notice.
尤其当主去教导一个伟大的奉献者的时候，那么所有的人都会注意到。
Right, if I die from COVID-19, people aren't going to take much notice.
如果我是死于这个新冠病毒的话呢，没有人会注意到。
But when it happens to a great devotee like Bhakti Charuswami, then of course people notice much more.
但是当这样的事情发生在 Bhakti Charuswami 的身上，这样一位伟大奉献者身上的时候，那么每一个人都会有更多的关注。
And his glories are highlighted much more than they may have been otherwise.
所以呢，就是他的这个他的这个荣耀会因此而更加的令人瞩目。
Right now, his glories are being highlighted much more than maybe normally so.
现在他的这些荣耀的话。是要比其他的这个情况 就是说更加多的得到了关注。
So we learn, and what is the glory? We spoke in the beginning, who he was, right? As a Vaishnava, perfect Vaishnava gentleman.
所以我们就像我开始所说到的，我们会学习到他是是怎样的一位杰出的 Vaishnava。
This is the lesson that we all have to learn, how we can become Vaishnava gentlemen and gentlewomen.
所以这是我们每一个人都要从中学习的就是教诲，就是如何去成为一个麦士纳瓦的绅士和淑女。
And have more friendly and loving relationships with each other.
而且呢彼此能够有更多的这个友好的关系。
And the another lesson, we can die anytime.
还有另外一个就是这个教诲，就是我们要知道，我们可能在任何的时候都会离开。
Whoever we are,
都会死亡，不管我们是谁。
And we want to ask ourselves, are we ready?
我们想要来询问，扪心自问。我们有没有准备好?
Or we want to ask ourselves, how much are we preparing to be ready?
或者我们可以来问自己，扪心自问说，我在多大程度上在就是说让自己去准备好面对死亡。
We all presume that we won't, you know, die now, but who knows?
我们都假设或者都认为自己现在不会死，但我们谁知道呢？
Nobody thought Bhakti Charuswami would, even until the last day, nobody felt he would pass away. Everyone felt probably Krishna will take care and he will remain.
即便在最后几天，最后那一天，当那一天的时候，所有的人都认为说都没有人去准备好去接受他即将离世的这个情况所有的人都觉得或许 Krishna 会照顾他让他在就是恢复健康。
We just presumed, right? We presumed some difficulty, but probably he will be all right in the end.
我们只是在那里假设说Maharaj 他现在面对一些困难或者挑战，但是呢最终他还是会活过来的。
But Krishna had another idea.
但是 Krishna 有另外的想法。
So again, how much are we preparing?
所以我们再次要强调的是，我们有多大程度上准备好了呢
？For our own passing away, for our own departure.
我们有多大程度上为我们自己的离世准备了吗
？And I think another thought to keep in mind.
我想还有另外一个我们要去思考的问题是
，Many of our senior devotees, you know, they're all in their late, most of them are in their late 60s or 70s.
我们都知道这个我们大多数的这些年长奉献者的话呢，都已经在他们都已基本上是接近70岁或者已经70多岁了。
In most cases, their health is not great.
在大多数的情况下，他们的健康并不那么理想。
Just due to the influence of old age, but also due to so much service and sacrifice over so many years, you know, the health is not great.
那么首先呢是因为就是说他们的健康状况不是那么理想，一方面呢是因为他们的这个年纪也上去了自然健康不是那么理想，但是同时也是因为他们在早期 做出了那么大的那么大在做出那么大的牺牲，所以呢也是导致他们年老的时候呢身体状况不是那么理想。
So something we all have to be prepared for and think about, you know, within the next 10 years many of these devotees will be passing away.
所以我们要准备好并且要去思考，就是说在未来的十年当中的话，可能有很多这些年长的奉献者们他们会一一的离开。
You all have your respective spiritual masters.
你们都有你们各自的受令人尊敬的灵性导师。
And they're not so young.
他们不那么年轻了。
Some are younger than others.
有些可能比其他人稍微年轻一点。
And their health is not great.
而他们的健康也不是那么理想。
And within the next decade, they may just suddenly pass away. I mean, we're all going to pass away, but they might just suddenly pass away with no warning, like so many other cases.
在未来的十年当中的话，可能就是我们会，就是他们可能会突然的离开。就像很多过往曾经发生的这个状况一样，这是很难预料的。
We don't like to talk about it. Maybe we don't like to think about it. But it's the reality.
我们可能不想来谈论这个话题，我们也不想思考这个话题，但是这就是现实。
And it's something you all have to think about.
这也是你们所有人应该去思考的。
Something that Bhakti Churu Swami always spoke about. Whenever he gave a seminar, he often gave the seminar about Srila Prabhupada being the founder Acharya of ISKCON. This was one of his famous, well-known seminars.
那么不管Bhakti Churu Swami 他在哪里来做给讲座的话呢，他都会讲专门的来讲到关于舍帕帕作为伊斯康的这个创办灵性导师的这个主题。
And he would always quote, which we have heard many, many times, Srila Prabhupada's words.
而且呢他经常会来引述舍帕帕的话，可能大家也听说过很多次。
That your love for me will be shown by how you cooperate to keep the institution together.
那么你们对我的爱可以应该来通过就是说你们如何就是说你们如何互相的这个合作，让这个社团能够延续。
And really, in the context of your country.This is really something that you all have to imbibe very deeply.
因此，在你对你们的国家来说的话，你们这真的是你们所有人都应该要去被这个训示，是你们所有人都应该非常深刻的要去吸收和追随的。
Narasimha Maharaj will not be alive forever.
Narasimha Maharaj 也不会就是万寿无疆，或者说不会永远活下去。
I think he's already 70 plus.
我想他已经70多岁了。
Giridhari Swami is younger, but he's not going to be alive forever.
Giridhari Swami 可能稍微年轻一点，但是他也不会永远的活在那，一直活下去。
Jayaprataka Swami, similar.
Jayaprataka Swami 也是类似的。
Ramapada Swami, similar. Satyadev Prabhu, similar. All similar.
Ramapada Swami 也是类似。Satyadev Prabhu 也是类似。
And, you know, other devotees, you know, senior devotees whom you may know.
也就是说你们可能也会知道所有还有其他的一些年长的奉献者都是这样。
The overseas devotees, you know, those of us who have been here for so many years. Some of us are younger, but we're not always going to be here.
我主要指的是这些 在中国服务的这些来自国外的奉献，来自国外的这些 年长的奉献者，基本上他们就是说都是年事已高了。当然除了有个别的像我们这样稍微年轻一点，但是他们不会永远在那里。
But the Krishna consciousness movement in your country has to continue.
但是 Krishna 这些运动你们的国家是要去延续的。
And you have to be the ones to imbibe Srila Prabhupada's mood and instructions and the mood and instructions of your respective spiritual masters and keep it going in as healthy a way as possible.
所以呢，就是你们应该要去完全的吸收Srila Prabhupada的心态和训示，以及完全的吸收你的灵性导师的心态和训示，来把 Krishna 之觉在中国让它能够继续延续。
So these are the lessons. These are the things, you know, Bhakti Churu Swami is passing away. These are the points we have to, we all have to consider going forward.
所以，通过 Bhakti Churu Swami 的离世呢，这些都是我们这些要点，都是我们需要去深入思考和深入思考的这些方面。
And you know, his passing away has highlighted his wonderful character, and it's something hopefully we can all imbibe ourselves more deeply.
他的离世呢，也是让大家更加的关注到他的这些美好的品质，同时呢，也是让我们能够让我们激励我们要去追随。
And learn to take more advantage of our respective spiritual masters and teachers whilst they are still with us.
并且呢，也是提醒我们，让我们要去更好的去更好的去抓住和我们灵性导师在一起的机会，当我们仍然有机会得到他们亲身联谊的时候。
So these are some thoughts that I wanted to share.
所以这就是我想要做的分享。
And there's no question Maharaj will be very missed, Bhakti Charu Swami.
毫无疑问 Bhakti Charu Swami 呢、是会让大家都会非常的思念他。
But ISKCON goes on. We have to make it go on, and it has to get better, and it has to improve, and it has to expand, and we're all responsible.
但是呢 ，ISKCON 会继续，然后 ISKCON 呢仍然是要去继续的扩展，然后会继续的往前走，而我们每个人都要为此而为此而有所担当，或者是为此负责。
Generation after generation.
一代又就是说一代一代每一代的奉献者都需要为此负责。
So again, I think you have heard also just a small detail. Yesterday I spoke to one devotee friend from America.
然后我想讲一点，就是一个小细节。昨天呢，我和一个奉献者的朋友交流，他是来自美国的，他在美国。
He's a Gurukul friend from, you know, when we were in school together, and now he's serving in America.
那么他是我的 Gurukul 的同学，那么现在呢，他是在美国做服务。
So he's a temple president there in one of the temples, and he's not far away from where Maharaj passed away. So he went.He went for the funeral ceremony that I think you also saw.
那么他呢，就是说，是在就是说是在美国的一个庙宇的庙长。那么他所在的这个地区呢，离 Maharaj 所在的地方不是很远，所以呢，他就去参加了 Maharaj 的葬礼。
And he was close with some of Maharaj's close disciples there.
那么他呢，是和Maharaj 的一些非常亲密的这个门徒有很好的关系。
So before he went, he didn't know. But after he went there, he happened to be the one who bathed and dressed Maharaja's body.
那么他带他去之前呢，他并不知道。然后当他去之后呢，就是他就被安排去，就是说为 Maharaj 去做最后的这个仪式。
Did you all see that clip of that? It's about a 10 or 15 minute clip. Was that downloaded and shared?
你们有没有看到的？看到就是说这个视频呢，大概是十到十五分钟的。我不知道大家是不是都有看到这个视频呢？
They were doing artik and devotees were circumambulating and some kirtan was going on. Was that shared?
然后他们在做 RT， 然后奉献者呢在绕拜 Maharaj， 我不知道这个有没有在中国奉献者当中有分享。
有没有？
有吗？
Jumuna Priya, do you know? So something is going around?
所以是有一些类似的资料被转发的，对吗？
是的，最近有很多。
Anyway, I can get Suchandra to download it and he can share it.
无论如何，我会请 Suchandra Prabhu 呢来下载，然后让他来分享给大家。
It's about 10 or 15 minutes long.
这大概是十到十五分钟。
Anyway, as I think you heard from the GBC announcement,Maharaj's body is being kept and it will be sent to Mayapur within the next one or two weeks and put in Samadhi, and I guess, but because of the COVID, you know, restrictions, cannot have any big ceremony, so I presume next year during the Mayapur festival there will be a big function.
那么就是说GBC 呢已经同意就是说把就是保留 Maharaj 的躯体，然后呢他们会在一两个星期之内会运到印度 Mayapur 去做这个去放到他的 Samadhi。 那么就是因为是有这个新冠病毒这个疫情的情况，所以呢是不能有任何大型的活动，所以我估计可能是在明年的时候next year, you mean?
Mayapur Festival.
Mayapur Festival. Mayapur 节日的时候，或许呢是会有比较盛大的盛大的这个活动，纪念活动。
Okay, let's finish here. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
好，让我们就到这里，感谢大家的聆听。
I see a bunch of questions there, but it's already 9 o'clock.
我看到有很多的问题，但是现在已经九点了。
那我们下一次有机会再请您回答，好吗？
Yeah, yes. Yeah, let's finish because you also need to leave Gopi Priya.
Yes.
So yeah, so we'll answer these questions, I guess, next week.Or during the week, maybe during the week, I get someone to read them for me and I can answer and they can post.
那么或许呢，就是我们在下一次或者是在周中的时候，我会请奉献者读给我听，然后呢，我可以回答，让奉献者再把这个答案发给大家。
So thank you so much, and
谢谢大家。
Again, all these things happen also for our learning. So hopefully we will all learn and improve ourselves and improve our service and improve our surrender and follow in the footsteps of these great devotees.
所以呢，所有这些事情的发生呢，都是让我们来学习的，并且呢，就是说，让我们去改善我们的服务，改善我们，让我们更加皈依，并且呢，就是说，让我们去更加坚定我们的信心。
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Gopi Priya.
Hare Krishna. 感谢大家。My pleasure.